0900 hours, perishable goods pile up at terminals and thousands of commuters late for work. AFBN News, compiled from commercial and military news agencies. Good morning. Perishable goods piled up at terminals. Thousands of commuters were late for work and some auto workers were laid off. These were the initial effects of a strike by railroad signalmen that has halted rail traffic across the nation. President Nixon has asked Congress for legislation to get the passenger and freight trains moving again. President C.J. Chamberlain of the AFL-CIO Brotherhood of Railroad Signalmen says his union will obey any law passed by Congress. He adds, we will do it reluctantly, but we'll do it. The American ambassador in Moscow has met with Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko on the question of a mutual cutback of troops in Europe. Ambassador Jacob Beam had asked to see Gromyko after Soviet Communist Party chief Leonid Brezhnev proposed last Friday that discussions be held on the subject. The U.S. Embassy declines to give any details on the half-hour meeting. West Germany's Chancellor Willy Brandt says the Soviet offer to negotiate a mutual troop reduction in Europe deserves keen attention. Brandt noted on a political meeting in Bonn that his Social Democratic Party has consistently favored a balanced reduction of forces in Europe. Associated Press reports Secretary of the Army Stanley Resource says that by the end of this fall, the role of remaining American troops in Vietnam will be reduced to what he called active defense. Resource told reporters this could consist of squad and platoon-sized patrols. Nixon administration officials have predicted the major U.S. combat effort would end this month. They later modified this, saying the South Vietnamese takeover would come sometime this summer. Apparently, Resor has set it back still further. He said he could not foreclose the possibility of substantial U.S. military operations in the coming months. Liberal Republicans opposed to President Nixon's war policy say they would rather move or change the president than dump him. An organizational meeting of 19 Republicans was held in a private home in Washington yesterday, and the 19 say they still hope to force a change in the president's policies, but that they would not hesitate to campaign against him in 1972 if he doesn't change. Former New York Senator Charles Goodell was at the secret meeting, and today he talked with CBS News about the discussions held.
Determination for me after 7 hours, right? We have another meeting in 4 weeks. Clearly, we were dedicated to an open insurgency within the Republican Party, that we were not at this point trying to dump Nixon. We would prefer to move Nixon or influence Nixon. We heard reports from different areas of the country on the deep disenchantment with Mr. Nixon beyond Vietnam and the economy, extending to the federal strategy, the environment, and the cities.
Former Senator Charles Goodell. Elsewhere in the news, four left-wing terrorists have kidnapped the Israeli consul general in Istanbul, Turkey. Israeli sources report the kidnappers identified themselves as members of the Turkish People's Liberation Army. This group is believed to have close ties with the radical band of Palestinian guerrillas. President Nixon has ended his four-day stay at Key Biscayne, Florida, and is returning to Washington. And finally in the news, this is the day Waukesha, Wisconsin's new $1,700,000 incinerator was to have been turned on for the first time. The switch was thrown on the $40,000 control panel. Poof, the whole thing went out of commission. Waukesha's Public Works Director, Rodney Vandenhoven, said it conked out because an electrical component costing 50 cents blew it. Representative of the company that built the incinerator flew to Detroit to pick up another 50-cent component. This is Air Force Staff Sergeant Don White, and that's AFBN News to the Hour.
AFBN News, compiled from commercial and military news agencies.